Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
It's 99.1 PLR. I'm John, and so is the person I'm talking to today, John Kinsner. Am I saying that right, Kinsner?
That's right, my man, Kinsner.
All right. Founder and CEO of Black Ink Presents, and the man who is bringing Evil Dead in concert to College Street Music Hall. So, I mean, let's start right off the bat. This is the perfect time of year to do it. Tell us about what Evil Dead in Concert is.
You know, Evil Dead in Concert is an extension of a format that we're incredibly passionate about at Black Ink, which is film concerts and community and rallying around some of our favorite films. And what we love, especially about this format, is it's also like a big tip of the cap back to the days of the silent films and the early era of film, when you had a live organ or a live pit band performing alongside the picture. And when you can bring that back into the fold, and then you can heighten all of the sensibilities of the scenes and the architecture of the cinematography with live accompaniment, and do it around some of your favorite pictures, like the original Evil Dead, mm-hmm. Man, it packs a punch.
You know, look, John, you're speaking so beautifully, and you're talking about the art and the cinematography and all the beautiful things, but I want to make it clear to people who are listening to this. This is the movie Evil Dead while a live orchestra performs the score in front of them as they're watching it. I mean, that's the bare bones of this thing, right?
That's the bare bones, you know, stripped back to the studs.
So, all right. So I guess first, why Evil Dead? Now, of course, it's one of those films that just has such a cult following. I mean, it's almost Rocky Horror-esque at this point. But what made you lean towards Sam Raimi's Evil Dead?
So, you know, I'm a big horror fan, and we think that, you know, celebrating horror in kind of like the live concert setting is a little underserved and a little underappreciated. And it's this unique blend of screams and strings that really heighten the intensity when you're sitting there in the theater. And then also, you know, Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell and Joe LaDuca are all friends of ours. And, you know, this film in particular is really special because when you go back to like kind of the historical lore of it, one, it's kind of like the original kids in the cabin in the woods story.
Yeah.
But then if you listen to Sam talk about it, this was his direct reflections and kind of love note back to George Romero and the George Romero films that he appreciated when he was young, which inspired him to do this. So it has just great horror cinema DNA. And Bruce is, you know, everybody's favorite chin, and you love to see him on screen.
Favorite chin. I gotta just shout that out real quick, because if you missed what everybody's favorite chin, he does have a very strong jawline. I'm sorry, continue. That just cracked me up.
And, you know, Joe LaDuca, this was his very first score, and he's gone on to become such a prolific composer, and he has a lot of love, and this one is really, really personal to him. And, of course, the Evil Dead universe has expanded greatly since this film came out in 1981. But then there's also one more thing, you know. I'm an old-school punk rocker, and I have a deep, deep, deep appreciation for cult films that carry an NC-17 rating.
Yes. 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 Yeah. Films that carry an NC-17 rating and yet manage to be better than Showgirls are always a good thing.
Always a good thing.
Always
and then,
a good thing.
You know, when you look at that rating that on this film by comparison to today's standards, it's laughable.
Right.
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 But I think for those of us that are old enough to remember you know, the early, mid-80s and the Reagan years. This is kind of like a call back to those years of the Satanic Panic.
Mm-hmm.
And how kind of crazy and ridiculous that was in that era of censorship. And so this one really kind of checks a lot of the boxes for me.
Most definitely. So when I hear about things like this, because I've seen this done with video games before. In fact, there's local bands around Connecticut that do this. They'll like score a video game, or they'll like play live while someone's playing Mario Kart or something. But my first question every time I hear about a show like this is, can you hear the movie while the orchestra is playing, or is this about the music and you see it in the background?
No, so we take great care and are quite intentional on how we create these things. And so what you're experiencing in the theater is almost similar to what you would experience on like the scoring stage. So the dialogue and the effects are mixed and blended brilliantly with the volume and the dynamic range of the live accompaniment. So what you're getting is basically just a full wash of everything mixed in the best possible way for the space. And what we love about this is you can still appreciate the film and the gags and the dialogue, but you possibly, for a lot of people, for the first time, are getting to hear the music and the intensity it brings to the scene.
Yeah.
On something besides your little TV speaker.
I mean, it's got to be a mixing nightmare. Whatever you're paying your sound guys, it's just not enough. That's incredible that you're able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an incredible scenario. You know, for a long time, I was, you know, watching how these things go down on the scoring stages in Los Angeles while films were being live scored before they go out to their theatrical release. And over time, the technology has advanced so greatly that we've been able to figure out how to basically pack that up and put it on the road.
Wow. I mean, it's just I've gotten to hang out like backstage a little bit, and you talk to these guys who are capable of just putting up these $100,000 plus, you know, stages within a matter of hours and tearing them down and even half of that time. But it does never fail to impress me. What I mean, tell me about the orchestra. How many pieces is it? What do you need to really pull this off?
So this is, you know, this is a lean and mean ensemble. It's a string quartet. A bass player and a percussion accompaniment. And between those players, we provide them with a click track in their ear and visual monitors that have visual cues called streamers going by that keep them in sync and keep them on time in the scene. And we like to put our ensembles together out of the, you know, most of our players, I think actually all of our players are from other Broadway shows out of New York.
Yeah.
And
those guys are such, they're just mechanics, dude. I don't even know the right word. They're so sick though.
They're so sick. And they're totally accustomed to, you know, on Broadway, especially if you're working on a hit show, you're doing 8 shows a week,
yeah.
You know? And so when they come out and do 5 or 6 a week for us, they're like, this is great.
Right. Yeah, no, my buddy is actually an alternate on Hamilton and has been for about 10 years. So I think he does about 2 or 3 shows a week. But it's, yeah, I mean, you have to just be so on time. And I've got to ask, like, as a musician myself, I have to ask a nerdy question that may lose some people, but I'm going to die of curiosity if I don't ask. So the click track's keeping them, is that keeping them in time with the movie? That tempo has to be, the time has to be changing constantly, though, right?
Oh yeah, like the tempo maps are kind of like all over the place from cue to cue.
Right.
And so they have a visual monitor that is giving them a streamer that is indicating like the tempo and the tempo changes that are coming.
Okay.
But they also have a bar counter on that screen. So we try to give them every mechanism possible so that they understand exactly where they are in the piece and exactly where they need to be. And of course, when you're hiring such prolific musicians, you know, out of the Broadway circuit, they're just totally accustomed to this workflow.
Well, I was going to ask, what's practice like? I mean, is it grueling or are these guys just complete pros? Like, what's the turn? You know what the best question is? What's the turnover rate for a new guy? How long does it take to get a new guy up to speed? Or girl?
So when we're just starting from scratch, what we do is we get the music materials out to musicians, you know, a month or a couple of months in advance. So they can just sit at home and workshop and work on the pieces with, like, no pressure. And then, you know, before the tour, you know, we're going to bring everybody together at a rehearsal facility in Lititt, Pennsylvania. And then we'll get everybody in the room and we'll just start going through it cue by cue by cue. And then as they get comfortable with it, then we'll start to bring the production elements around them and, you know, make sure that the lighting isn't messing with their eyes or, you know, that they're able to do their job while we're simultaneously able to, you know, create this beautiful cinematic canvas on the stage that everybody's looking at. It usually takes, in these instances, about a week in the rehearsal space to put it all together.
Okay. And so, before I let you go, tell me about the fan reception so far, because as you mentioned before, this is such a legendary franchise, especially for horror fans. It's such a beloved franchise. So what's the fan reception been like at these shows?
The reception has been fantastic. I mean, you know, for OG Evil Dead fans, like, they are so excited to see it in the big screen format with, you know, amplified scenes, amplified music, amplified immersive. And we don't call it like an immersive thing, but, you know, you're sitting in your seat, you're surrounded by Evil Dead family. People are there in cosplay. We do a costume competition on the stage. And then, you know, there's a beautiful lighting show that goes along with the scenes and the music to really expand that canvas. Of course, there's really cool limited edition merch that we're carrying on the tour. So the fan experience is really fantastic. And the response has been just phenomenal. And people, you know, one of the greatest things about these types of shows and opportunities is I get to stand in the lobby or sit in the house and you're seeing, you know, parents with their kids seeing it for the first time or cousins or aunts and uncles with their nieces and nephews. And there's a real moment that happens in the individual stories of the people that are coming out to the shows. And that's really what it's all about. It's about bringing community together. It's about having a great time. And I mean, everybody knows what the film is. You know exactly what you're getting from a cinematic experience. But being able to bring it out and enhance it and help people see it again, maybe in like a new way, that really means a lot to us.
Well, and I hadn't even realized that there was so much audience engagement stuff that's going on. You know, I mean, costume contest and things like that, or cosplay, I should say, in this situation. That's so cool, and that's another layer that people can have to just enjoy the show.
Absolutely. You know, it's really all about just having a good time, coming and hanging out with like-minded individuals, building community. You know, the horror fans in the horror community is really starting to get their flowers and be acknowledged. And we're happy to, like, just, you know, be able to provide one more experience in the fabric of that story.
Absolutely. Well, September 23rd, College Street Music Hall, Evil Dead in concert. And I mean, if you're a fan of horror, if you're just a fan of really cool ways to do live music, or if you just want to, you know, celebrate spooky season, this is the thing to do. John, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Can't wait.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, Learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.